From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. Defense Secretary says Saudi Arabia is backing the Iran nuclear deal. U.S. Defense Chief Ashton Carter, meeting Saudi King Salman and his defense counterpart, said Wednesday they assured him they support the accord to restrain Iran's nuclear program. But Carter, speaking with reporters, acknowledged the Saudis have reservations.
The only reservations that we discussed were ones that we thoroughly share, namely that we attend to verification of the agreement as it's implemented, and also with respect to the so-called snapback of sanctions. So those are aspects of the implementation of the agreement that we discussed.
However, news accounts indicate they're also concerned it will allow Tehran to better support regional allies like the Shia Houthis in neighboring Yemen. Final results of Burundi's presidential election held Tuesday are due Friday. Incumbent Pierre Nkurunziza, widely expected to win a third term since the opposition boycotted the vote. In an interview with Reuters, opposition leader Agathon Rwasa called on Mr. Nkurunziza to hold talks on forming a national unity government.
The idea of a government of national unity can be accepted. War can only destroy. Why the dialogue can help us overcome all these troubles of ours. So,
Mr. Nkurunziza's bid for a third term sparked international condemnation for violating the country's constitutional two-term limit and the Arusha Agreement that ended the country's civil war. But he has been backed by the Constitutional Court, which ruled his first term was the result of parliamentary action, not a popular ballot. Pre-election violence has killed dozens and forced thousands of others to flee. This is VOA News. President Obama late Wednesday marked the reauthorization of the 15-year-old African Growth and Opportunity Act, or AGOA, with a White House reception.
Now that it's been renewed, AGOA will be central to our efforts to boost the trade and investment that supports hundreds of thousands of jobs, both in Africa and in the United States, creating opportunities for all of us. And I'm especially pleased that AGOA will continue to encourage good governance and labor and human rights.
He said despite its challenges, Africa is incredibly dynamic and resilient with extraordinary opportunities for the U.S. AGOA has been instrumental in boosting U.S.-African trade to $73 billion last year. The president heads to Africa Friday with stops in Kenya and Ethiopia. Arriving late Friday in Nairobi, the president will take part in a business summit. Then National Security Advisor Susan Rice told reporters Wednesday it's on to Ethiopia.
The president's visit will reflect the fact that we have a long-standing, strong bilateral relationship with Ethiopia. Among our shared interests are facilitating peace in South Sudan, countering al-Shabaab in Somalia, and advancing Ethiopia's growth and development, as well as promoting regional stability.
Mr. Obama will meet Ethiopian officials and civil society groups and then address the African Union Monday before returning to Washington. At least 15 people drowned when a ferry collided with a cargo boat and capsized in the Nile River near Cairo late Wednesday. Police arrested the captain of the cargo vessel. Emergency workers rescued six people. South Sudanese rebel leader Riek Machar sacked one of his commanders, Peter Gadet, who is among those recently blacklisted by the UN, with one diplomat in Ethiopia suggesting the move will make it harder to reach a lasting peace. The Associated Press reports another rebel commander, General Gatkuoth, has also been removed. African Union and Somali forces Wednesday captured an al-Shabaab stronghold in Badhiri, about 350 kilometers southwest of Mogadishu. Coalition forces have pushed the militant group out of most of their strongholds, but al-Shabaab remains a deadly force, attacking government and civilian targets. A Russian Soyuz capsule docked at the International Space Station Thursday after a two-month delay following the failure of an unmanned Russian cargo ship. American Kale Lindgren, Russian Oleg Kononenko, and Japan's Kumiya Yui joined two Russians and an American aboard the station. They'll be there until December. The White House has confirmed on Wednesday that the Obama administration is in the final stages of drafting a plan to close the U.S. military prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. President Obama has made closure of the prison a priority since taking office in early 2009. Inmates have been slowly transferred out of the facility and now number just 116. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.